the sin maybe by an ice. Since it's enough of a shechita just on one simen, it has less chiyus. Maybe a nekiv in the gageris would also make a tray for him. Kamashma, no. Only a psuka sagageris in the con and the windpipe also has to be cut through halfway, more than halfway. What's going to be hikas chuda al roshay? Let's say a chuda weasel bit into its head like. So it depends. Mokum shoyis a tray for. If it would have been a place where the neck it went there, it would make a trefer in the yoif. So now that the chud or the weasel bit there, that also makes it like a neck if it's a trefer. And the Rashi speaks out, we're not talking about where it hit it with its claws, because that's called drusus of a chaluda that the pas makes the yoif a trefer. Yes, so not that it uses claws, but it uses its teeth. So that was the halacha of a neck if. So it's a part of the head that if it would have been a neck if, there'd be a trefer. The chud also makes it for treifa. Nikiv ha-kukuvan, that's a part of the stomach of the chicken, of an oif. If there's a hole there, that's also treifa. Nikiv ha-daknav, the intestines have a hole in it, there's a treifa. Noflol ur, let's say the bird fell into fire. Now, v'nechmu b'nei meyeho, let's say its insides became burnt, or they became scorched, so it depends. In Yerikim, if they turn green, psulim, then it's possible. In Adumim, if they're red, then it's ksherim. As if the inside organs turn green, that's a sin that's a treifam. But if they stay red, then it's ksherim. Now, what's going to be dorsa? Let's say a man stepped over the bird, or else a trough of a kaisel, a man threw it, knocked it against the wall, or else a sharitzaso, the hema, or else an animal trampled over it. And even after this happened, the bird is still moving around. And you waited 24 hours, and then then you made a shechitah k'shera. Then we're not afraid for risik evorim. If you would have made a shechitah right away, you'll be treifam. Now that you waited 24 hours and the bird is still moving, that's a sin that's still k'shera. We're not afraid of a treifam. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel v'Levi Diyamu, they both say that machnis yodalefnim, person should put his hands inside. Rashi says, "Befiv shalos." Let us put his hands through the mouth of the oif. In a case shenoshcho chudabrush, in a case where the weasel bit into the head of the bird, so we want him to know whether they made in the kuva that make a nekev like through the brains, through the moyach of the oif. So the answer is, put your hands inside the mouth of the bird, ubeidik, and check it out. Which means to say, press in there. And therefore, in the vatsveitz v'oilah, if like the mayach, the brains come through, so treifa. That's a proof to say that there was a neck of them, the krum, and therefore it's coming through, it's a treifa. But the imlab, if it doesn't come through, even though you're pressing down there, shera, then we say it's kosher, we said it doesn't make a neck of. So Marius, why? Honeichel amandiyom, it's good according to amandiyom we had before, ademankiv krum atitoi. If you're the only a neck of, only a treifa, if there, we know there are two krums, two membranes over the mayach, so not only is enough to hit, you have to have neck of the top, you have to have neck of the bottom one also. So therefore, if the bottom one is not, doesn't have a neck of, that's why it doesn't come through, therefore it's ksheira. But elu l'man diyom, according to l'man diyom, it says no. In kiviloi, it's enough just that the top membrane has a neck of. That makes it for treifa. Afagavdoli in kivtito, even though the bottom membrane does not have a neck of through it, if so, now that you're pressed in above like the, through the mouth of the chicken, you're pressing through, and no, nothing comes through the mayach. So what's the right to say that it's not a treifah? Nechesh, let's be afraid. Dilma may be a loy inkev, maybe the top membrane had a nekev in it. But titoy loy inkev, it's the bottom one that doesn't have a nekev. And that's why it's not coming through? So how do you say that it's a ksheira? Maybe it's a treifah still. Smara says yes. If it would have been true that the top membrane has a neck of has all through it, even the bottom membrane then, agav ruchachay, since it's just a soft membrane, nifka pocket would have broke through. Therefore, by your pressing down and putting pressure there, nothing comes out through the head, that's a proof to say that there wasn't a neck of at all, not even on the top krum. Because if it would have been that the top krum has a neck of, and the chlamid, then it would have come through. Omar Ziri says, "Ein v'diko l'chuda." It's come out not sure to check out this chicken that was bit from a weasel. One, because the teeth are very small, therefore it's hard to check it out. And Rashi says that Pomin Shein Hamoich Yotzei De Dechifas Etzpa Bechayich, since the neck is so small, it could be that you pressing up and no brains come out because it's so small the hole, but really maybe there's a neck of there. So therefore you can't be bored, you can't test it out, you can't test it out. Samora says, even though the teeth are very thin, very small, so what? But the maitza, it makes a nekiv, and the maitza, then there's a hole there, that's some brains, the mer should have come through, and if nothing is coming through, that should be a good proof, there's no nekiv. So my answer is, what I meant to say was, the teeth are very thin, but they're also slanty, it's not supposed to go straight in. Therefore, it's balaxin on a slant. Therefore, when you press down, the meyach doesn't come out because the hole is not straight across. It's slanty. That's why the meyach doesn't come out. So therefore, it's not possible to test it with this type of a bedikah. Mor says, Ki solik lenadoi, when they went up, so when Ziri went up to Nadoi, Ishalachlu, lady sent back, message back, and he said that Dvorim Shemat Lefnechem, not what I said before you, was Toyisheim Biyo, they made a mistake. Because Baram Kach Omru, Mishmet Rashim Ben Lokish, this is what they say over here, in the name of Rashim Ben Lokish, that the Boydekin Lechud Biyad, yes, he could check it out. Again, where a bird was bit by a weasel, it's possible to check it out with your hands, put your hands inside the mouth and press up to see if anything comes through the Mayach. Avoloi Ben Misamer, but you cannot check it out, but not with a nail. As you can't stop, take a nail and go on top of the head to see if there's a neck of there or not. That's not a good bedika. Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, after misamer. You can even check it out with a nail. Rashi says, boidikin. And Bleich Hashin, you're not afraid, l'dil me'iyu nokev lei. Biyodim, maybe now when he's checking it out with the nail, he himself right now will make a neck of. No, we're not afraid. If you check it out and you find a nekiv there, we have a right to say it was a treifer. So more says of a plukta to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Nechemia. That chad the bodik biyoda, one said the only bedika to do is with your hands, and that's all. The chad bodik b'machta, and one checked it out. No, with a needle, like we said, with a nail. Now man the bodik biyoda, the one that checked out this oif, again, that was hit, that was bit. By Chudom, Omalei, he says that Laman the Bodek B'machta, to the one that's baked in the Bedika on the outside of the skull with the needle, he said to him, Ad Mosai Ata Mechalav Amon Yishay Yisrael, how long are you going to just eat up the money of Kriyasol? In other words, the checking outside is not a good Bedika. Maybe there was no Nekiv there, and you're making a Nekiv now with your test, therefore just ruining the money of Kriyasol. Therefore, that's not a good Eitzah. So the Mor says back, but Omalei, the other one said back, that man the bodek b'machta, the one that said no, you could check it out with a nail, with a needle. So he said, l'man the bodek b'machta, the one that was b'machted, the davka, check it out with his hands, to stick his hands through the head. So he said to him, the Mosai atan ma'acho, l'yisrael nevelis, until how long are you going to let Christ leap nevelis? In other words, that's not a good eitzah, that maybe no mayach is coming through, but still it could be, it was a treifa. So you can't be samech on that padika. But the Mor says, nevelis, was shchuta si. What kind of nevela? Nevela means the animal dies by itself. Here, there was a shchuta done to it. Eli meant to say treifas. How long are you going to let Christ lead treifas? Because you have to be afraid that shema nikov, kroim shomayach, that maybe there was a nekev in the kroim shomayach, just it doesn't come through. The Rashi says, mitoch sheshineh dakas yakumais, like I said before, that since the nails, or since the teeth of this weasel is very thin, and they're also crooked-like, they're slanty, therefore the hole is not straight, it's a slanty hole, therefore when you press up, the mouth doesn't come through, so the fact no brains come out is no proof to say it wasn't a treifer. Therefore you can't check with your hands, but rather you have to check on top of the skull with a needle. Mor says, this time I have a proof, to Rabbi Yehuda, who the bodik the yodah. Yehuda was the one that says you have to make the bdika with your hands. The Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that the boidikin lechuda beyond clearly. If you want to check out the bite that a chuda weasel did to a bird, you have to use your hands. Avledim masamer, but you should not use a needle because then you may cause a nekev to come and you stand be mechal mamay mishay Yisrael. Now what's going to be nishpor etzem? Let's say the bone of the skull was broken. Ava pishle nikev krum shemayich. Even though there's no hole in the krum in the membrane of the mayich, that's also called a treifa. So at this time, this is a good proof to say, you just one that says the v'dika should be done biyad. The more stamiest hagufa kashya tamastir here. Or Marta first he's saying boitikin the chulda biyad. You could check out the bite of a chulda with your hand. But you cannot check it out with a needle. Alma, what do you say? Is lebedikusa. That it's possible to check out the skull light, to check out the bird, to make sure there's no nekiv. Vodatona, then you learn what's going to be nishpor etzem. Let's say the skull broke. Afapi shlenikav akrum, even though krum shomayach, even though there's no nekiv on the membrane around the brains, it's a trefa. Alma, what do we see? Less lebedikusi, cannot test it out. Because just on the fact that the skull broke and there's no nekiv in the krum, why should it be a trefa? Elamite must be that there is a nekiv there. So you see, it's not possible to check it out. That's what I say, it's a trefa. So we're into like this. Seif, I'll tell you, osim liyoif shomayim. The seif is talking about a leif that goes in the water. Hoyol v'yein loy krum, since it doesn't have any membrane. Therefore, once the skull breaks on such a bird, the bird of the water, that's a trefa. Where's the question? Aim like krum. How could the fact that it is possible to say it has no membrane? How did the brain stay there? Elements like this. Since it's krum, since its membrane is very soft, therefore you can't check it out for its nekiv. But in a regular bird in a chlam, you could check it out. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Onon, Mar Omar Shmuel Bodik Biyodo Machsher. You said the word that Shmuel checked out the bite of a weasel with his hands, and he was machsher it. But, and also, Vahuna Chavrin, Huna, our friend, Omar Rav, says over the name of Rav, that Bodik Biyodo Machsher, you also checked out the bite of a weasel with his hand, and said his kosher. But I, but Tony Levi, we learned that Levi learned, that these treifas that we have in the first Mishnah, the Chum said, the Yitzchah treifas Yavar Behemo, Kinegdoin Be'oif, that the same type of treifas applied by a bird also. Just Yisraelayim, we added on to the treifas by a bird, Yisraelayim Oif, Nishpor Etzim, the case where the skull broke by the skull of the bird, Apapish Lenikim Krum Shomayach, even though there's no nekiv, there's no hole, through the membrane of the mayach. Zachary told me before that Shai have to check it out. You see, without a krum, it's kosher, without a nekiv, it's kosher, and here we're saying, even without a nekiv, since the etzem, the skull was broken, that's a treifa. And the answer was, oh, Malay, it's back, we'll be here for Shumayim. That's what we had before, a bird that's in the, stays in the water. Hoyo v'yein le krum, since it doesn't have a membrane at all. Again, the question is, ain le krum tzakabaitach, is it possible to say it has no membrane? How could it live? How el rav ahoyel krum arach? Since this membrane of this type of a bird is very soft, therefore once the skull breaks, that's a treifa. Another one says a he tana golto. There was once a chicken. To have a bay rav rav chana was by rav chana. Shod with a kaim with rav masna. They sent it in front of rav masna. But the shayla was nish baretzim. The skull broke. For the nik of krum shomayah, but we did not find any hole in the membrane around the brains, heavy. So what's the loch of the yachshin instead of kosher? Omelis, he said back to him again, the question is, I, for Tony Levi learned that treifah shemonach from the behema. The yutchas treifahs that we learned about a behema, kinegdim b'yayf, all those treifahs also apply, possible a knife, a bird. Yes, we learned there's even another one more by a bird than there is by a behema, and that's this case of oif, that nishpor etzim, that if the skull broke, afal pishon nik of krum shemayach, even though there's no hole going through the krum, the membrane of the mayach, it's still called a treifa. Or Malayan, so that again, hasam b'yav shemayim again, here though we say you can't check it out, it's always a treifa, that's only by this bird of the water. Hoyo v'yem l'krum again doesn't have any membrane. So first again, ein l'krum sakadadach, as the apostle said, has no membrane, how can it live? El eim, right, something like this, hoyo l'krum erach, since the membrane is very soft, therefore, once the skull breaks on this, that's for sure going to be a treifa. So the Gemara says, Rav Shizbi bodek b'shimsho. Rav Shizbi checked out, like this head that was bitten by the weasel. He checked out by the sun, he put it up to the sun and looked clearly to see if he finds a neck of a nut. Rav Yema bodek b'mayi, he would check it out in water. And Rashi says, it means to say he would take out all the mayach, all the brains from the skull, and then he would fill it up with water, and he would see if anything leaks out of it. That's the way he would check out to see if there's a nekev in the crime of the mayach. Rav Acha b'Yakov bodak b'gilo d'chitza, he would check it out with the